Q94, you're about to rock as we continue visiting with area high school football coaches. We're staying in the SCA with Houston Tigers head man, Eric Sloan. How are we doing, Coach?
I'm good. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing good. It's, you know, it's that time of year again. It seems like we just talked last week, you know.
Yeah, time has really flown by, and they say the older you get, the faster it goes, and I'm deciding that's about to be the truth.
Well, what's the numbers look like this year for your Houston Tigers?
Numbers are down just a little bit. We're probably hovering around 42, 43, 44, somewhere in there. But, I mean, down just a little bit, but, you know, it's still a pretty good number.
Yeah, for Class 2, that's still solid. And how did the summer go?
Summer was good. You know, lots of new faces trying to find the field this year. So it's been pretty competitive. The attitude's been good. Spirits have been high. So that's always good to see when summer rolls around and kids come in, you know, hungry and excited and looking to win a job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you had a really good senior class, and this is not necessarily, you know, the new Tigers, but, I mean, there's going to be several new faces out there, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is, and you don't realize how many seniors you had until graduation happens and you start up in the summer and those kids aren't there. We're only returning one starter offensively that's going to play the same position this year, and that's DJ Riley at quarterback. Mm-hmm. We returned three total starters on offense, so it is. It looks a lot different, and you know, with that comes some challenges, but it also creates competition, and you know, it's kind of the next man up mentality. And every year, you're sitting here thinking, "Oh my goodness, if this person goes down, we're young." And I mean, it's the same conversation every year, but I think every year you're like, "Oh wow, here we go." It's kind of real.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you had a solid year. There were a couple games that it's like, oh, it's right there, it's so close, and then it just slipped away. But that's something to build on, isn't it?
It is, you know, and that was just, you know, like the Liberty game, week 9, you know, it's 0-0 for 47 minutes of the game, and, you know, it was just a dog fight, and the kids just kept continuing to battle, and ultimately, the ball didn't fall the way we wanted it to there at the end. But, you know, I mean, the kids just fought hard and never give up. And, you know, as a coach, that's encouraging to see.
Well, who do the Houston Tigers have week 1? And what are you thinking you're going to see out of them?
We play Pierce City week 1. That is a home game this year. We traveled over there last year. So, I honestly don't know. I haven't seen anything out of them. You know, Coach Gensler's on year 2. His son is returning as a quarterback. You know, I know they won a state title several years back, and I think kind of the legacy, the sons are all appear to be in the sophomore class. So I know there's a lot of excitement buzzing around over there about, you know, what dads have done, and the kids have been real successful growing up. So, you know, I expect they're going to – last year they were humongous up front. I mean, we look small. And I hope most of those kids graduated. But they do have one big monster coming back up front. But I think they're going to be just real quick and fast and try to utilize some of that. So – I don't know. You know, last year they were kind of a power, just humongous up front, try to run you over kind of team, and they had a really special running back that had great vision and power and all the things to go with it. So I really don't know. They graduated several, and, you know, some of the young kids are coming up that I think they like to spread it out when they were younger and run and throw and all the things. So I expect we'll get to see a little bit more of that probably, but again, I just don't know yet.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, it's here, and it's an out-of-conference game. It's a good week 1 opponent, but any changes on the coaching staff that you know, or is everything still pretty much the same?
We're solid. Everybody returned, and You know, that's been kind of nice in the off season, just kids knowing what to expect and coaches knowing what to expect. And you know, especially in this day and age, you don't get that very often. So it's been pretty nice.
Yeah, it is the you know, just the cohesiveness of knowing what to expect and expectations is a really good thing. And well, yes. You know, having your quarterback return, that's always a plus. But you know, the Jamboree is coming up Friday night, and what are you looking for out of a Jamboree? I mean, to me, it's a dress rehearsal. I know parents and fans, they get fired up about it. Coaches are, I think, a lot like me. It's like, please, please, nobody get hurt, and let's just get through this, get home unscathed, and get ready for week one.
Yeah, I don't put much stock into a Jamboree. You know, some people love it, some people don't, but it's a dress rehearsal. You get to play with some people in the stands and somebody across from you not wearing the same color, but, you know, we're probably going to rotate several guys and, you know, get some people's feet wet, but, you know, we got a few guys we know kind of what we're going to expect out of them, but there's some other guys we'd like to see under the light just a little bit, just to see what they can do for us and kind of what their role is going to end up and be. So, you know, probably switch some guys in and out just to get a look and, you know, let the young guys see the lights for the first time. And, you know, hopefully the lights aren't too bright and they can adjust pretty well.
Well, are there any position battles that might be settled in the Jamboree?
You know, yes, I think could be. We're still trying to get some rotations figured out on the defensive line. You know, it seems like most of the guys you talk about on our offensive line are back over there on the defensive line. So we're trying to figure out a way to get some guys some breathers without falling off on the depth chart too bad. So, you know, running some guys in and out, kind of getting a look at them and seeing just kind of how that's going to work when week one rolls in.
Right on. And you're going to be at Mountain Grove with Thayer, Willow, and yourself and the Panthers, right?
That's correct.
Yep. It's close. It's handy, you know. And I tell every coach I've talked to, I say the same thing. You know, for the fans out there, the battle is watching the line of scrimmage, because everything else is going to be pretty vanilla.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, nobody's going to show anything. Nobody's going to – it is what it is. It's a Jamboree. And, you know, that's what you try to tell the kids going into it. You know, we're going to stay vanilla. And, you know, if they do this, we're probably not going to play chess with anybody. We're just going to script plays and try to get a look. And at the end of our 12 plays, we're going to get back on the bus and come back home and prepare for – ultimately week one in Pierce City. So, you know, it's not even a practice, because you can't go up and, you know, have some individual time, have some group time and some team time, and then switch to the other side of the ball. You get 12 offense, 12 defense, and rotate to the next one. So, you know, you just stay vanilla and do what you're going to script to do and hopefully get out of there healthy at the end of the night and get it rolling towards week one.
Right on. Everybody, head coach of the Houston Tigers, the one and only Eric Sloan. And, of course, you can catch the Tigers right here on Q94 Friday nights. Coach, we appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Sounds good. See you, Gary.